Dr. Saber dictating an office note on patient Adelina Lopez, LOPEZ, Adelina, ADELINA. Date of birth is 7/5/1957. Date of service 10/5/2023. The patient is 66 year old, Hispanic female. Who is referred to see me by Tonye Lawson, T-O-N-Y-E Lawson, L-A-W-S-O-N-F-N-P, at WellMed at St. Joseph for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Per paragraph, her past medical history includes one, a diabetes mellitus type 2 for years next. Chronic kidney disease stage 3 with microalbuminuria, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of CVA / stroke in the past resulting in speech impairment, intermittent and transient, next history of chronic constipation. Paragraph, past surgical history includes the following: bilateral knee surgery in 2020 and 2022. Period allergies, she's allergic to penicillin. Next, social history, patient separated, has had no kids of her own, no occasional alcohol use, no smoking, no drug use, currently unemployed, she used to work at Marshall's. Period family history, father is deceased, has had diabetes, mother had diabetes and deceased, one brother has diabetes, type 2, period paragraph. Review system reveals occasional headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea or vomiting. She does have abdominal pain, chronic constipation that is a problem for her. No, denies any melena or bleeding per rectum. Nocturia up to 10 times at night with incomplete bladder emptying reported and urge incontinence. Occasional leg swelling. All other systems that even are negative. COVID-19 vaccination status. She received 3 shots of the COVID-19 gene therapy. Paragraph. Current medications are reviewed include the following: amlodipine, aspirin, atorvastatin, Plavix, gabapentin, losartan, metformin, and trazodone. On physical exam, her vital signs are as mentioned above: HNT, pupils not reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular veins extension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted paragraph. Neck chapel, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regulated and rhythm normal. Sphenas 2, no murmurs heard, no friction heard, no exactly retro auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard. Abdomen is soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there is no edema in the lower extremity. Skin, no skin rash, no neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following: glucose 100, BUN16, creatinine 1.29, sodium 130, potassium 5.1, total CO2 19, albumin 4.9, estimated GFR 46 milliliter per minute. Pure paragraph assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease stage 3A. She has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including diabetes mellitus type 2 and hypertension. Rule out obstruction, and she has obstructive symptoms as well. We are going to do a full renal workup, including a serologic workup, imaging studies, and quantification of proteinuria. Pure paragraph, next diagnosis, metabolic acidosis, so we're going to repeat. She will need sodium bicarbonate. Next, the hyperkalemia patient will be given low potassium diet to start. And this will improve with treatment of her acidosis. Pure paragraph, next diagnosis, hypertension, apparently controlled on current regimen to continue. Next, hyperlipidemia, continue statin therapy for now. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2. Continue current therapy and follow with PCP. Next, history of CVA in the past. Next, severe constipation. This patient was advised to take Miralax, Dulcolax, over-the-counter. Period. Paragraph. I thank you for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I'll see you back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the results, and I'll keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks. CC. WellMed at St. Joseph, Tonya Lawson, FNP-C. Family Medicine. And the report, thanks.